Whoever eats this bread will live forever. The promise that Jesus gives us in the gospel today, as we celebrate this most holy feast, the solemnity of the most holy body, blood of Jesus Christ, Corpus Christi Sunday, this source and summit of our faith. Last week, we celebrated the feast of the most holy Trinity, where the church teaches us the Trinity is a central mystery of our faith. And that followed Pentecost from 2 weeks ago, as we finished the Easter season, as we finished celebrating the new life that came to us because of Christ's death and resurrection, and his ascension into heaven, and at Pentecost, his outpouring of the Holy Spirit into his church, so that we can live the fullness of a life in Christ, a fullness of our life in the Spirit, the fullness of the life that we were created to live. When we spoke about the Holy Trinity last week, we said the central mystery, the very essence of who God is, three persons in one God, completely sufficient within himself, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, the Beloved, the Lover, and the love in between them, that the Father loves the Son completely, freely, faithfully, and he gives himself completely, freely, faithfully to his Son. The Son receives that love completely, freely, faithfully, and returns that love in the same manner. That's the essence of who God is. And we said this God is love, as St. John tells us, encapsulates who God is. He is love. And just like the Father is, we can say, compelled to love the Son. We say love is self-diffusive. Love automatically comes outside of itself. Love is not meant to be lustful, where you take for your own pleasure, your own need, your own gain. Love is a gift. And that gift is where we have creation. That this abundant gift of the love of the Father is the reason we exist. That he created us out of love for the sake of communion. The same communion, the same relationship that the Father, Son, and Spirit share. We are created to be partakers, as St. Paul said in that second reading. We're created to partake in that same divine life. And the way that we are able to do that, the way that we are able to share in the very life of God, is through the most holy Eucharist, the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. And that's why Mother Church gives us this feast today. To set this day aside, I mean, every day we should be a Eucharistic people. Every day our life is to be centered on the Eucharist. It is the source and summit of our faith. It's the reason why everything exists, and it's the end of everything. It's the source and the summit. But Mother Church, from the 1200s, has given us this feast to really focus, to really meditate, to really center our being, our life, on the Holy Eucharist. Because what Jesus said in the gospel today is true. My flesh is true food. My blood is true drink. And unless you eat, unless you drink, you have no life within you. As clear as he can be, not speaking symbolically, there's no metaphor here, there's nothing but the truth. Body, blood, soul, and divinity in the real presence in the Holy Eucharist. And if we don't eat it, if we don't drink, we have no life within us. We are like that TV show, Walking Dead, without the Holy Eucharist. In the gospel, or in the book of Genesis, in the Garden of Eden, God told them, if you eat this fruit, you will surely die. They ate it, but they continued to live their natural life. It's this spiritual death that they suffered from their disobedience, from their sin. We say they lost sanctifying grace. They lost that communion. They were no longer partakers of the divine nature. And it's through the sacraments, from baptism, our introduction, through the rest of the sacraments that this sanctifying grace is renewed, restored, and nourished within us. Primarily through the Holy Eucharist, that we maintain that connection, that life, the very life that Jesus died to give us. And this is what we're celebrating today. And this has been the long-standing tradition from the church. This wasn't an invention in the Middle Ages. This wasn't something that the church gradually decided to start teaching. From the very beginning, in this section of Corinthians, when Paul is teaching, he says, I'm passing on to you what was passed on to me. The reason we have this notion of sacred tradition is because St. Paul, about 20 years after the death of Christ, says, I traditioned to you what was traditioned to me. This is the tradition of the church, that we partake of the one loaf, that we are eating and drinking Christ's body and drinking his blood. And this is why we have the whole church, is in order to us to receive the divine life of our Father. And it's through the sacramental system that the grace, the life of God is given to us. So do we believe? Is the Eucharist the source and summit of your life? Have you come here today expecting to encounter the risen God, the God of all creation, the God of the universe? Are you expecting to encounter him? Because he's here in the tabernacle. He's here 24 hours a day waiting for you. And just like when you fall in love, you want to spend time with that person, you want to get to know that person, Jesus wants to get to know you. He wants to get to know us. And he's waiting here every day for you to come and spend time with him, for you to make an effort to prove to him that you believe that he is here. And not just for 45 minutes on a Sunday morning, but every moment of your life should be directed towards the Eucharist. Can you say that's true? In the first reading from Deuteronomy, Moses is reminding the people of their journey in the desert. And he says that God allowed us to be hungry in order to test us. Do you allow yourself to be hungry? Or do you feed yourself on the passing pleasures of the world? Do you allow the hunger for the divine life to well up within you so that when you come to Mass on Sunday or praise God, come to Mass during the week, you are fed, your hunger is satiated by the bread of life? Without this bread of life, you have no life within you. It's the source and summit of our faith. It's the reason we are here. Do you believe? If you went back through your calendar this week, if you go through your ATM account, through your banking account, does your life reflect the fact that you believe Jesus is here in the tabernacle? How do you spend your time? How do you spend your money? How do you use your free time? Are you a Eucharistic soul? Allow the Lord to speak these words to you. Let him be your life, for without it we die. Maybe not a physical death, although St. Paul, if you continue to read chapter 11 from 1 Corinthians, he talks about sickness and death in the community. Why? Because people receive the Eucharist unworthily. So how worthily do we receive the Holy Eucharist? Have we gone to confession to confess mortal sin? Have we fasted for an hour before Mass? Have we prepared ourselves interiorly? Have we paid attention in Mass? Have we listened to the opening prayer and to the readings? When the baskets are passed, are we preparing ourselves to enter into this sacrifice? Do we really believe that we are going to receive Jesus when you come forward and approach the minister? Do you really believe that the God of all creation is being placed either on your tongue or in your hand? Do you really believe? Without the body and blood of Christ, we die. Do you believe?